German sociologist Karl Mannheim argued that generations can be shaped by a defining moment or event. Depression-era children grew up wary of being wasteful. The baby boomers came of age in a time of great prosperity, but also great uncertainty, witnessing the assassinations of Martin Luther King and JFK and the Vietnam War. By contrast, Generation X, people roughly between 20 and 40 years of age, had no defining moment. NPR's David Kestenbaum asked some Gen Xers if they thought the events of September 11th provided one.
Generation X, it can be argued, grew up between wars, between times of trouble. Its members were too young for Vietnam. Many missed the peak of the AIDS crisis. The bulk grew up being told, use condoms. Gen X did develop a voice of a sort, one born of the vacuum, one of deadpan irony. The satirical paper The Onion became a standard bearer for that kind of attitude, with headlines like, Executive quits fast track to spend more time with possessions. After the terrorist attacks, The Onion took a week off, then came back and dutifully covered what looked like its own demise.
Report: Gen X irony, cynicism may be permanently obsolete.
Rob Siegel is 29 years old and The Onion's editor-in-chief. Initially, Siegel said he thought that might actually be true. But The Onion discovered it could use its voice in a new way. At a time when no one was making jokes about the attacks, The Onion used cynicism and irony to grieve. Not knowing what else to do, Woman Bakes American Flag Cake, read one headline. Another announced, God clarifies don't kill rule.
God holds a press conference. Just one more time, for the millionth time, let me say this again, do not kill. I don't want anyone to kill in my name. Please, stop this, stop this. And he just repeats it over and over again. We got amazing reader response to this. So far, we've gotten close to 1,000 emails, and there are very, very few angry emails coming in. Everybody's saying that they're moved by it, and it's been cathartic for them, and it felt so good to laugh, and it felt so good to laugh about this.
Some sociologists have argued that Gen X's defining characteristic was that it had none. It lacked what Karl Mannheim called a zeitgeist, a spirit of the times. And Rob Siegel says that for a moment now, he does feel changed.
I grew up during the 80s, Reagan-era Cold War, so I grew up sort of feeling unsafe in that respect. But it felt much more abstract. I mean, right now it feels very, very real. Very concrete. It really seems like a possibility that I could go to the Statue of Liberty and it could explode, which is profoundly terrifying. You know, it's something that I will probably keep in the back of my mind always, and I'll sort of try to laugh it off and ignore it and say, oh, that's silly, you're being ridiculous, but it will definitely be there, and that was not there before.
I've never felt physically unsafe before. I have felt emotionally unsafe quite a lot.
Elizabeth Wurtzel is 34 years old, her apartment two blocks from the World Trade Center. Wurtzel wrote Prozac Nation, Young and Depressed in America, about her struggles with clinical depression. The book became standard reading for some of her generation.
I remember sitting in my apartment, and one at the first tower fell, and the ground shook, and one of my windows blew out, and there was all this horrible gray and brown dust blowing into my apartment. And I was on the phone with my college roommate, who was calling from Washington basically to say, get out of your apartment. You just have to get out of your apartment. And I screamed really loud while I was on the phone with her, and I just kept saying, I'm going to die. And I later spoke to her, and she said she's never heard me sound so afraid. And I think it was because for the first time in my life, I felt like, you know, in actual danger.
For the baby boomers, Vietnam and the civil rights movement shaped a culture of protest and patriotism, of drugs and rock and roll. But the boomers were in their teens and early 20s when that happened, when sociologists say worldviews haven't gelled yet. Many Gen Xers are adults now. Some have kids and spend their time worrying if they're being good parents. They're too old, some sociologists would say, to undergo a major cultural shift. Weeks after the attack, Elizabeth Wurtzel says it doesn't feel so transforming. She still can't get into her apartment except with a police escort. The other day it was as she left it, a toothbrush on the bed with toothpaste, a pack of cigarettes on the windowsill covered in what looks like snow. But she feels lucky, not unsafe.
As of right now, all it is one horrible, horrible day in the history of this city and this country. We don't know yet what else is going to happen. But I do think people our age are pretty philosophical about this stuff. Maybe it's just a refusal to believe that anything terrible is going to happen. I mean, maybe that's my problem. Maybe that's what I sound like.
Wurtzel says, in her lifetime, politicians have always warned of impending disasters that just never materialized. Nuclear weapons were pointed at the U.S., but never fired. The Gulf War seemed like just another TV show. Gen Xers are, of course, a diverse group. Some are flying airplanes over Afghanistan. Some were firemen in New York City. Some are back at their computers. After the terrorist attacks, the website Slashdot, News for Nerds, was on fire with online discussion. Editor and founder Rob Malda says it ran the whole spectrum, from racist to pacifist. Now things have pretty much returned to normal. Discussions about operating systems, electronic privacy, and gadgets, like computer-controlled Lego machines. Malda says only a few people seem stuck on terrorism.
One guy will post that we should take all of these Legos here and we should assemble them into gigantic robots use them to attack Afghanistan.
Those could be the signs of a generation changing course a few degrees, or just the return to business as usual. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.